I'm here with Charles Bronson, Commissioner of Agriculture. Farm to fuel is a big thing for you. Give us a update on where that is at this point.
Well, we're in the House and the Senate. The committees are looking at our issues, the ones that we would like to see promoted. Of course, the budget process is going to dictate what monies are going to be made available either through grants or incentive programs. And we're hoping, we'd like to see some incentives in this bill, but we may not get the incentives this year. But if we don't, we'll push for the incentives next year. But we would like to see at least a doubling or better of the grant money so that we can keep research going in the state of Florida, as well as people building facilities.
Okay. So what will the next step be after this?
We'll watch it as it goes through committees, as it goes to the floor, to make sure that there's nothing in there that's going to hamper what we're trying to do, and that's to give farmers a chance to keep their farms in operation as we develop the cellulosic technology in Florida, which I think we're going to be the most well-known for when it's all over with. And as these processes are done, then we will step in if we need to try to offer some information, try to offer some different ideas, but at the same time helping to promote the University of Florida research effort that they are working on. We're working on with the university on their research to find out which crops may be grown that'll be more beneficial to produce ethanol. I can tell you that the research I've seen on blue-green algae says that that may be the very one that's going to take over the biodiesel portion of that, because you can make so much diesel out of the oils out of the blue-green algae, and we can grow a lot of it in Florida. So I think there again we're going to lead the nation in that.